Thank you for calling. Press 1 for service. Press 2 for support. For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Hello, Larry Sprecher Cleaner.
Oh, hi, Larry. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I was following up regarding the account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, I'm not going to be going no more with you. I hurt my leg right now, so I'm going to be a couple months off. So I'm not going to need the service.
So I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $129 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come April 18th, that would have reoccurred to $258, and it continues to do so until this settles. So one thing that you can do, Larry, once the payment's up to speed, is we could put the account on what's called a seasonal hold, and that would pause your billing for a couple months. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take for your, you know, leg to recover, but you wouldn't have to be paying for it, you know, while you're, you know, not able to use it. You know what
I
mean?
I don't care what I sign or anything. I don't want to be charged no more money. That's all I don't care about. I don't like what you just said there. I've been with you for years, and you're saying I'm 120. That ain't right at all. I'm always a month ahead of time. So
yeah.
I don't know what you meant there at all.
Well,
that's
only because it's kind of like, you know, if I had a gym membership for 3 years and all of a sudden I stopped using it, they're still going to charge me unless I go in and cancel it, right? So that's the only problem. Had you called us before March 18th, we would have been able to cancel it and prevent further charges. You're on a month-to-month subscription, right? So you don't have to, you know, pay while you're not using it. But the fact that we didn't hear anything about you wanting to cancel until now, that is
always pay a month ahead of time. Yeah, you wouldn't have had me. I'm a month. I paid and it goes for a month. So I don't know why I would owe you money. That doesn't make sense to me.
Same with a gym membership. If I pay, it's a month ahead of time. But if I don't cancel
if I can get the money when I get it, I'll get it to you guys.
I appreciate
for now,
that.
It's on hold. It's on hold for a couple months anyhow.
Yeah,
we'll go
from
there.
Once it settles, you just let me know when, you know, you'd like to reinstate it, or when and if. I can put it on hold for up to 90 days. So we could definitely pause April, May, and June, you know what I mean? And it would start up again in July.
Right.
And if July comes around and your leg's still not 100%, you could call in and even extend that hold. But automatically we can do 90 days, you know? So, but the problem is it's the March 18th one that, you know, is the one that's past due. But, you know, we'll just, you know, kind of play it by ear and, you know, try to get that settled. You have plenty of time right now, because as long as it's done before April 15th, it'll prevent any further charges, okay?
All right. Sounds like a winner
okay.
to me.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, Larry. Okay. And it was nice talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, and I hope your leg feels better.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye.